You're listening to Glorious Morning, the breakfast show with a difference. Right here on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Thank you so much for being with us as we go through the humanity conversation right here on Adventist World Radio SID Media. We often think that to change the world, one needs a massive grant, a board of directors, a five-year plan. But sometimes just the next guest is proof that all you really need is a kitchen, right? A yes and a God who realizes and specializes in the impossible. We're talking to Louisa Octavia Mahobe this morning, who runs a weekly soup kitchen completely independent of anybody. No big sponsors, no safety net, just a daily reliance on divine providence. And she joins us to share on how she feeds her community every week, one miracle at a time. Good morning, Louisa, and thank you so much for joining us on Adventist World Radio.
Good morning, Derek, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much, trusting that we find you well this morning.
No, I'm great.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to come through and talk to us and share the amazing work that God is doing through your ministry in the community there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Louisa, most people, when they see a need, they wait for a solid budget before acting. They wait for a plan that would take them through sustainability over the next coming couple of months, if not years. What was the specific moment or nudge from God that led you to say, you know what, I could keep waiting for something more solid, but today I'm going to open this kitchen with absolutely no backing, even in a finance sense?
Derek, you know, if you are a child of God, you come to that moment when you say you want to do a difference. Because I saw in my community, there's a lot of people, unemployment rate is 90%. There's a lot of people that doesn't have a job. And our kids, there's kids that are going hungry to bed. So I decided that, you know what, I can make a difference, even if it's not 100% different, but I can make a difference. I don't have to wait. Our God say, just do your best and He will do the rest. Just take the one step and trust in Him in everything, you know, and have faith. Because faith is so much important. If you do something, you must have faith. And if you ask Him, just leave it by Him. Take all your baggage to Him and leave it there by Him. He will provide. So is what I saw. God is doing every week for me. And even for me, it teaches me so much. My trust is on another level now. Because I fully trust on Him now. I just do what I'm supposed to do, and He does the rest.
Certainly, and He will do the rest. Let go and let God, right? Now, talk to us a bit about what work it is that you're doing, where you're doing it, and what currently is the structure looking like?
I'm still doing it out of my house. I have my house. I'm still doing it out of my house. I wish that I can get sponsors to come and build for me a soup kitchen. But I trust that out of those interviews that I have, God will speak to His. God will speak to His children, and I trust that I will get a soup kitchen this year. I want a soup kitchen. I want like gas stoves, and I want some pots, and I want some groceries for the year. And I'm praying about that. So I'm still doing it out of the house.
But take us through what is it actually that you are doing. Just take us through, if for somebody who has never heard of Louisa's Kitchen, what is it that you're doing? Okay. Where are you doing it?
Okay, I'm doing it in Onverwag. Onverwag is under Cullinan in the Gauteng province.
Okay.
Yeah, in Pretoria, Cullinan, and then it's Onverwag. It's a small village. It's like farm-like village. It's mostly, you know, this place is so old. It's like 100 years old. But because it's like out of everything, so we cannot get services so quick. So hence I say that 90% of the people are not working here. It's like people forgot about us. But this place is so old. Last year I told you guys I was the first, like I'm the only member here of Adventist Church. So lucky, last year we have a crusade and six families was baptized.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Now at least we are seven. So yeah, through the soup kitchen, people through the soup kitchen, I invited the church and then we had a big crusade. And then yeah, so we are doing it in Onverwag, yeah, out of my kitchen, like I say. And yeah, it's a poor place and you know, yeah.
And
people
who
are not working.
Who are you assisting with the kitchen?
I have one friend that I'm assisting me with the kitchen. And then also, yeah, there's another lady of our church. She has like, she's getting like bread from spa. Like it's like that bread that takes 2 days to expire. Then she's getting that bread for us, and then she
and
brings
who do you feed? Who is the target
I'm
market?
Feeding my target market is now for all the people in Onverwag who can come.
Need help.
Because
okay.
We do it every Thursday in the morning around 10. We start with prayer, scripture reading, a lot of teaching, and then after that we give them the soup.
Marvelous stuff. Now, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
That's great work you're doing there. Now, you're running and you made mention that you've got very little help, just some hands here and there. You're independent and no sponsors. Practically speaking, how have you seen God to say, even though without these mega resources, He is still able to give you what you need and, in fact, maybe to multiply the loaves and the fishes that you're currently having to feed the people?
You know, Derek, every Thursday, I post on my status and say, Lord, you did it again. You know, I see it every week. God is coming through. And now, you know what God say? Don't worry about tomorrow. I will take care about tomorrow. Even the birds in heaven, you know, they are getting food every day. How? They don't know, but they are getting it. It's what's happening here in the soup kitchen, you know. I must have a soup kitchen on Thursday, but the pantry is empty.
Yeah.
But I have the trust for a God will come through. He didn't fail me.
Amen.
In the past.
Amen.
He's coming through every week. Every week, you know. When I say I have like, I can give food for 20 people, then there comes like 90 plus people.
Yeah.
And I can provide for them. You know, God is stretching the food so much. When God say, I was naked and you didn't clothe me.
Yeah.
I was hungry and you didn't feed me. You know, if we can take that script serious and you say, and we say, God, I want to feed. You will come through. It's what I saw. I'm telling you, it's what I'm seeing every week. Every week, He's feeding His people. You know, Derek, and for me, it's so nice. You know, when God say, get point to give, you have like a satisfaction in your heart. You know, you feel so wonderful. You feel you can just smile.
Yeah.
And give and give and give. No, I saw it. You know, I'm telling you, my faith is on another level.
Amen.
I'm trusting in Him and say every time, God, provide.
He's able to do that. And I think just for you to be willing to say, God, use me to be then that instrument that you're wanting to make a difference in the people's lives over.
Yes.
I think that's just something amazing right there. I mean, over 90 people coming through. Yeah, that's massive. That's massive.
I'm telling you, Derek, people are coming. People are hungry. People are not working.
Mm.
And we that have the little bit to share, we must really share it. Really, if you don't have a project now, please adopt us as your project for 2026.
Yeah.
Please just adopt us, and you don't have to do, God will do the rest. You just say, God, I want to adopt this project of Louisa's Kitchen, and you get our details and adopt us. You will see. You are not going to be stressed. You are not going to do a lot of things. God will just take to do it for you. You must just be willing. Just stand there and say, God, I'm here. I want to adopt this and this project. And I'm telling you. I'm telling
Amen.
you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that. I think that's such an encouraging, and we'll definitely continue to share out your details. I will ask for that as we draw to the close shortly. But as we come to the end, I wanted to just find out, it's one thing to provide food. It's one thing to provide soup on a daily basis and just provide some nourishment. Okay, it looks like we've lost Louisa there. A line has disappeared. We are in conversation at this point in time with Louisa Mahope, who is joining us as the founder of Louisa's Soup Kitchen. And she is operating out there in the Cullinan region, making a difference in her community. Louisa, do we have your back?
Yeah, I'm
Okay.
back.
All
Sorry
right.
for that. I don't know. Hey, technology.
Not a problem. Not a problem.
Technology.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we were just noting that you're running the soup kitchen, right? And you provide food and so forth to the people there. How do you ensure that the people coming through your doors are receiving also spiritual nourishment alongside the physical meal that they need?
Love the you cannot love what bread
Bread
alone.
alone, yeah.
Yes. So we have like every week we have like our pastor who's coming through, and also the elders of the church that are coming through,
Okay.
every week to come and share the word with us. And then also we have like our shepherdess. She's like a herbalist. She also come through and come and teach the people about herbs, and then how to use herbs and all that. I'm telling you, we are working with the people. That's why I say we had a crusade. We baptized six people, but we pray we can do more because this was an unentered area before. So now they know about Adventists, and then we are sharing, we are going, we are doing house to house sometimes. Yeah. Even the church, we had like our plans last Sabbath, and then we were planning a lot for Onverwacht, to really go into Onverwacht, supply the soup, because really people are hungry, and you cannot just call them and say, come and listen about the word of God and not provide something, give them something to eat, and then provide also the word. Show the love, because if you share, you show them love. You show them love. We are serving a loving God, who can take care of you, who will provide for you. And you teach them about the faith, to have faith in God. You teach them to pray, and whatever they ask about from God, they will receive it if they have faith. You give them the hope that, yes, our world is no more the world that we know, but with God, we will see another face. With God, give them that hope that God is still there. He's still in control. He still loves you. You were in your mother's womb, and then already your name was written on his hand. So close to his
Amen.
heart. He just loved his hand and he saw your name. So if you call him, and I was talking to another sister this afternoon, and say, no, yesterday afternoon, she said, you know what, Louisa, we must have this relationship with Jesus to say, if you have an angel, we have angels, everyone. So think for yourself if you don't have a relationship, and then every time when you ask from God, your angel must still go and introduce you again to God and say, God, remember this one is Louisa, from that time she was like baptized, and then she was God. Yeah, that one. So if you have a
You
relationship
need a
with God,
relationship,
your angel
yeah.
does You have to introduce you
Amen.
again and again and
Amen.
again. God
Amen.
knows if your angel said Louisa, he know exactly who is it. So we must have that relationship with him. You know, I was like laughing and I said, yes, you know, my sister, it's like true. Think for yourself if your angel must go and introduce yourself every time. So which means there's no relationship.
Yeah, we need that relationship indeed. And I think I can hear that passion that you're sending there. May God continue to bless your work there, Sister Louisa. Before we let you go, talking about what you need, earlier on you were mentioning the items you are needing physically, but how can people support your ministry? You were saying if you can just find somebody who says, this year my project, my donation is going to be going to Louisa's Kitchen. How can they get in touch with you?
Yes, they can go in touch direct. My number is there. My address, stay number 2 on Forbach, Kalinan 1000. If they want to send, they can even send for us, you know, by courier, food, like in beans, lentils, soya, whatever they can send for us.
Yeah.
You know, just if you have like, I won't call it change, but take out of your pocket and say, I'm going to buy for Louisa a bag of beans this month. And I'm going to courier it to her. And it will come. And God will really bless you. Wherever you take out that, He will bless you. I'm serving a loving God. I'm serving a Lord and say, bring back my tithe, that my storehouse must be full. And in return, He say, test me. If I won't open the windows of heaven for you to receive blessings.
Amen.
So I'm giving you a challenge today and say, if you want blessings, whatever blessings, it don't have to be money or what. It can be health, your kids to prosper.
Yep.
Whatever blessing, that is a blessing that God will give you if you take care of His kids.
Amen.
So everyone, if you come to Jesus, He say, go out there, go and make disciples for me. And then also He say, feed. Because I was hungry, you didn't feed me. So that is a lesson for us to say, whoever I can feed, I must be able to feed that person.
Yeah.
So if you can send for me donations in food-wise, financial-wise, and all, and come and visit me. Come and visit me. Come and share what you have, like booklets. You know, Step to Christ books, that booklet, bring it to me. Come and share with me in my ministry. It's not a closed door. I don't have a closed door policy here.
Yeah.
It's open for everyone. Whoever are bored, come I say whoever are bored that wants to work, come work with me.
Yeah.
And come and let's win souls
There's
for God.
Room right there.
You
Amen.
Stay, I'm telling you, come, whatever you have. You can have 12 breads. Korea, if you cannot bring it to me, tell me where it is.
You'll
and then I will go and pick it up.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you have in your cupboard that is too much. Because with one thing you can survive. If you have like 2 soups packets, give me one.
Yeah.
Tell me where you can get it.
Yeah.
I will come and pick it up and come and cook it for my people.
Amen.
And your people and Christ's people.
Amen. Well, thank
so
you so much, Louisa.
So whatever you have, please share with me.
Certainly.
And you know what? I take make it a project for you this year, and say you want to have a project of Louisa's Kitchen this year. We want to see she has a kitchen. She has gas stoves in the kitchen. She has like big pots for the people, and we are going to help out to ministry for those people. We are going there to pray with them and teach them about God.
Wonderful stuff. Well, thank you so much. Give us a number where they can get you on.
My number is 083-351-9209. Again, 083-351-9209. So please, 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 people, call me and let's work for Christ because
Indeed.
His coming is soon.
Amen and amen.
His coming is soon. So please. Please.
Thank you, Louisa. We have noted and we will continue sharing that number as well that people can get in touch with you. May God continue to bless you and may you continue doing the work there and may you see the fruits of your labor. Thank you for your time. May God bless you.
Thank you very much, Derek. Thank you very much. in less than
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.